Penguin Random House Audio presents The Love Story of Missy Carmichael by Beth Murray. Read for you by Harriet Walter. Every heart sings a song, incomplete until another heart whispers back. Attributed to Plato. Part 1. Let your hook always be cast in the pool where you least expect it. Ovid. Chapter 1. It was bitterly cold the day of the fish stunning, so bitter that I nearly didn't go to watch. Lying in bed that morning, gazing at the wall since the early hours, I'd never felt more ancient, nor more apathetic. So why in the end did I roll over and ease those shrivelled feet of mine into my new sheepskin slippers? A vague curiosity, maybe. One had to clutch on to that last vestige of an inquiring mind, stop it slipping away. Still in my dressing gown, I shuffled about the kitchen making tea and looking at my emails to see if there were any from Alistair. Well, my son was busy, no doubt, with his field work. Those slippers he bought me for Christmas were cosy in the morning chill. There was a message from my daughter, Melanie, but it was only to tell me about a documentary she thought I might like. She often mistook her father's tastes for mine. I ate dry toast and brooded over my last conversation with her, and for a second bristles of shame itched at the back of my neck. It felt easier to ignore it.